10 Grail board games that take over your table in 2026. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Twilight Imperium IV is the ultimate table-dominating grail if you have a reliable group and a full day. Eclipse Second Dawn is the best recoverable 4X spectacle. War of the Ring is the best epic for one dedicated opponent. Frosthaven is the deepest long campaign. Nemesis is the best cinematic disaster. The Elder Scrolls is the most calendar-conscious premium RPG. Oathsworn is the boss battle showpiece. Cthulhu, Death May Die is the easiest one-night miniature grail. Hero Quest is the family dungeon theater. And Dune. War for Arrakis is the modern asymmetric desert duel. A game that takes over the table is selling more than components. It is selling temporary architecture, a galaxy, a dungeon, an infested ship, a desert war, a settlement, or a haunted episode your household agrees to live inside. Robert ranked these boxes after tracing current owner discussions about width, side tables, setup avoidance, campaign recovery, and the moment spectacle becomes friction. Every product is an exact Amazon listing. The room plan is still your responsibility. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the best giant grail board game in 2026? Twilight Imperium IV is the grandest table event. Eclipse is the smartest first physical 4X grail. T4 creates politics, promises, public objectives, grudges, and a galaxy that consumes a protected day. Eclipse creates exploration, research, ship design, and warfare in a more recoverable evening. The choice is not about which is better. It is whether your group wants negotiation to be the engine or one system among several. The rest of the list divides by social infrastructure. War of the Ring and Dune need one recurring opponent. Frosthaven and Oathsworn need a campaign crew and save state discipline. Nemesis and Death May Die need a horror group that accepts dice and catastrophe. Hero Quest needs one generous game master. The Elder Scrolls needs players who want premium depth without a year-long calendar oath. How big a table do these games actually need? Do not trust box dimensions. Measure the played state. Central board, player mats, decks, discard zones, miniatures waiting off-board, drinks, rules references, and the arms required to reach everything. Large game owners repeatedly describe width as the hidden constraint because a deep table can make the center unreachable even when the components technically fit. Use a sideboard or folding table for unused miniatures, campaign binders, snacks, and reserve decks. Keep the main table for active decisions. For T4 and Eclipse, player dashboards around the perimeter create the real diameter. For Frosthaven and Oathsworn, scenario maps are only part of the footprint. Character trays and monster administration need their own lanes. Painter's tape on the floor is cheaper than discovering the dining table is 12 inches short after punching 2,000 components. Twilight Imperium versus Eclipse. Which space grail owns the better knight? T4 owns the better political day. Eclipse owns the better strategic evening. Twilight Imperium uses its galaxy as a negotiation map. Factions, agendas, trade goods, public objectives, and timing windows mean a move's social meaning can matter more than its combat value. The full experience is glorious and difficult to schedule. Eclipse gives each player material economy and literal ship blueprint. Exploration can reward or punish, research changes what your fleets can do, and excellent trays reduce restoration pain. Dice still decide combat, but ship design decides what those dice mean. Choose T4 when the people are the system. Choose Eclipse when the system should make the people lean forward. War of the Ring versus Dune, War for Arrakis, which epic duel should you buy? War of the Ring is the deeper long-term relationship. Dune is the faster cinematic campaign in one night. War of the Ring asks the Shadow to balance conquest against the hunt for the Fellowship, while the Free Peoples decide what to sacrifice and when to reveal strength. Familiarity improves the game because both players learn the rhythm of dice, cards, corruption, and military pressure. Dune, War for Arrakis has a more modern action structure, dramatic miniatures, sandworms, prescience, and asymmetrical victory logic. It is still a serious game, but its arc is easier to imagine as a recurring evening rather than a studded classic. Buy War of the Ring for years with one rival. By June, when the household wants the desert on Friday and the table back by Saturday morning. Nemesis vs. Cthulhu, Death May Die, which horror grail is more playable? Death May Die is easier to table. Nemesis produces the stranger story. Fear of the Unknown is a standalone modular core. Choose Investigators, an episode, and an Elder God, then play an escalating action horror night. The rules reward embracing insanity and growing stronger as the situation worsens. Nemesis is longer, less fair, and more psychologically volatile. Hidden objectives, contamination, noise, fire, malfunction, and possible betrayal create stories that no encounter script can fully control. It can also eliminate someone early. Choose Death May Die for a dependable action event. Choose Nemesis when your group would rather remember a disastrous airlock decision than admire a balanced score. Frosthaven vs. Oathsworn vs. The Elder Scrolls. Which campaign earns the table? Frosthaven is the deepest tactical lifestyle, Oathsworn is the boss battle theater, and The Elder Scrolls is the recoverable premium sandbox. Frosthaven layers settlement decisions and calendar events onto card-driven combat. Oathsworn alternates story journeys with huge showdown chapters. The Elder Scrolls structures adventures into shorter three-session arcs and encourages build experimentation. The correct purchase depends on what your group remembers well. Frosthaven rewards a regular schedule and one person who enjoys stewardship. Oathsworn rewards anticipation and spectacle. The Elder Scrolls respects interruptions better. None should be bought because we could play for months. Buy because you can describe the next three dates, where the active state will live, and who writes the two-sentence recap. Is HeroQuest still a grail or only nostalgia? HeroQuest is a grail when the household wants dungeon theater, not modern tactical density. The board, doors, furniture, cards, monsters, and human zargon create a visible adventure that children, newcomers, and nostalgic adults can enter immediately. The repeated movement, search, and combat loop is the accessibility feature and the strategic limitation. Its ecosystem, quest books, and homebrew potential create months of play, but the most important expansion is the host. A good zargon keeps pace, voices threats without performing a one-person show, and tunes pressure without advertising mercy. If nobody wants that role, the box becomes a beautiful prop warehouse. How do you make a giant board game reach the table repeatedly? Pre-teach with a short official video or rules overview, then send only the decisions players need before arrival. Stage components by player or system, not by manufacturing bag. Photograph the complete setup. During teardown, keep active campaign pieces separate and write the next objective, unresolved rule. And starting responsibility on one card. Use side tables. Protect food and drinks from the active board. Establish a pace norm before the first turn. For campaigns, schedule the next session before packing. For one-night epics, agree on a start time that includes teaching. Inserts are useful only when they reduce restoration time. An elaborate insert that requires private expertise is another rulebook. The grail earns its square footage when setup becomes a practiced opening ceremony rather than a surprise construction project. Final verdict. Choose the room you want to create. T4 for a political galaxy, Eclipse for a recoverable 4X, War of the Ring or Dune for an epic rivalry, Frosthaven or Oathsworn for campaign ritual, The Elder Scrolls for recoverable premium depth, Nemesis or Death May Die for horror theater, and HeroQuest for family dungeon magic. Then measure the table, name the people, and schedule the first night before the box arrives. Frequently asked questions. What is the biggest epic board game worth buying? Twilight Imperium IV is the definitive full-day political space epic. Eclipse, Second Dawn is the more recoverable one-evening 4X purchase. What large board game is best for two players? War of the Ring is the deepest long-term epic for one pair. Dune, War for Arrakis is the faster, more modern cinematic alternative. What is the best giant campaign board game? Frosthaven for tactical depth, Oathsworn for boss spectacle, and The Elder Scrolls for shorter recoverable premium campaigns. Is Nemesis worth the table space? Yes for groups that value cinematic, unfair, memorable horror stories. No for groups that require deterministic control or dislike early elimination. Which miniature grail is easiest to table? Cthulhu, Death May Die, Fear of the Unknown. It is a standalone modular core with complete one-night episodes. How should I measure my table for a large board game? Measure the full played state, including player areas, cards, references, drinks, unused miniatures, and reach to the center. Plan a side table. Is HeroQuest strategically deep? Not by modern heavy game standards. Its strength is accessible dungeon theater, a human game master, and a broad quest ecosystem. Are all 10 grails available through direct Amazon links? Yes. Every ranked item points to a verified product detail ASIN rather than a search page or unrelated accessory.